This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Three House panels have requested documents related to Rudy Giuliani's interaction with Ukrainian officials. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight and Reform Committees have subpoenaed President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, for documents about his dealings with Ukrainian officials. The panels also requested information from three Giuliani associates. The subpoenas are part of the impeachment investigation, prompted by a whistleblower complaint saying Trump tried to pressure the president of Ukraine to investigate the son of Democrat Joe Biden during a phone call in July. According to the complaint, in the days after the call, Giuliani repeatedly communicated with advisors for Ukraine's president. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At the United Nations Monday, North Korea complained about the United States and nuclear talks. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
The complaints come from North Korean Ambassador Kim Song. He says nuclear talks stalled because of U.S. political and military provocations. Song says it's up to Washington whether this will be a window of opportunity or an occasion that will hasten the crisis. Speaking in Washington, former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who's pessimistic Kim Jong-un will reach a deal with President Trump.
He may try to get relief from international sanctions. He may make some concessions, but under current circumstances, he will never give up the nuclear weapons voluntarily.
Bolton added, this is an unacceptable threat to the world. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his main rival, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are both claiming victory in Afghanistan's presidential election held Saturday. Ghani's running mate Abdullah Saleh told VOA's Pashto service that he and Ghani received 60% of the vote in Saturday's election. Abdullah told reporters he has the most votes. No official results yet. This is VOA News. Security sources say al-Shabaab militants launched an attack on an airbase used by the U.S. military supporting Somali forces. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has that story.
A Somali official says a suicide car bomber detonated a vehicle packed with explosives at the gate of a military airstrip that serves as a base for U.S. and Somali forces. A security official with the Lower Shabelle Regional Administration says after the bombing, gunfire was heard across the base, suggesting the base was being attacked. The Islamic extremist rebels, al-Shabaab, have claimed responsibility. The U.S. military uses the airstrip to train Somali troops and as a base to launch drones that attack al-Shabaab. I'm Mike Hempen.
A Somali government statement said no U.S. or Somali forces were injured in the attack. The U.S. Africa Command conducted two airstrikes and used small arms fire to target the militants, killing 10 of them. Southern Baptists are ready to put the spotlight on their denomination's sex abuse crisis. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The Southern Baptist Convention has been entangled in a sex abuse crisis for the past 2 years. Now it's preparing to host a high-profile conference on the topic that has kindled skepticism, even among some of these scheduled speakers. The three-day Caring Well conference will open near Dallas on Thursday, drawing hundreds from the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. The program features victims' advocates, attorneys, therapists, and at least 10 survivors of sexual abuse. Some survivors say they have mixed feelings about the conference, hoping it represents a genuine desire for change. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Thousands crowded into central Moscow on Sunday as protesters demanded the release of people who were jailed for similar demonstrations. One of the chief organizers, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, addressed the rally.
We will make them release the political prisoners if there are a lot of us. Each of us has a strong weapon in our pockets, our phone. Write it on Instagram every day. Write it on Twitter every day. Any dialogue with any official should start with the word release.
More than 2,000 protesters, including Navalny himself, have been jailed in recent months for participating in unsanctioned rallies. Several people have been sentenced to up to 4 years in jail. Others are being prosecuted for such crimes as violence against police officers. Unlike most of the previous protests, the Sunday rally was sanctioned by city authorities. U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, says a U.S. airstrike in Libya has killed 7 Islamic State fighters. It's at least the 4th U.S. strike this month against the terror group. It brings the total number of militants killed to at least 36. In recent months, Islamic State has claimed responsibility for several deadly attacks against Libyan civilians and military personnel. Marissa Melton, VOA News.